Well, the government is facing new criticism over its response to the aged care crisis, highlighted by the Royal Commission's interim report, which was released last week and condemned Australia's approach as a blight on the nation. On Friday, the aged care minister, Richard Colbeck, insisted the government was already responding to the problems in aged care.
Well, we've already commenced that process with the implementation of new aged care standards, which came into place on the 1st of July this year. We implemented a residence charter, which also came into place on the 1st of July this year. So we've already started that process. We introduced the reforms, the new regulations to reform the use of chemical restraints on the 1st of July this year. So we will continue that process. That process has started, and the foundation of that is the new quality standards that came into place on the 1st of July. So we will continue that process of reforming the sector.
Well, Professor Joseph Ibrahim is the head of health law and ageing research at Monash University. I asked him if the response is good enough.
I think the minister's response is inadequate. I think that if you read the full report, it's clear from the commission that the actions of the government have been late, incomplete, and not addressing the fundamental issues that are causing the failure of our aged care system.
And so what are the fundamental issues that they should be addressing?
The primary issues that were highlighted are the ones that have been long-standing, and I think the shamefulness in terms of both political parties and Parliament as a whole is the Commission raised issues of young people in nursing homes. They raised the issue of restrictive practices, both physical and chemical restraint, and they also raised the issue about the home care packages, problems that have been known about for over 10 to 15 years. The Commission specifically noted there'd been over 18 inquiries into aged care over the last two decades, and the government's response to those had been incomplete, rarely sufficiently documented. And so I think it really is a cause for embarrassment for us as a country that we have known about these problems, and now we're pretending that they've come to the fore for the first time because the Royal Commission have provided their report. These gaps in care should have already been addressed, not that we will be thinking about them. The solutions to the problems that have been highlighted aren't things that can be fixed overnight. Money alone won't fix the problem.
One of the points that's been made repeatedly is around home care packages, that it would cost about $2.5 to $3 billion to eradicate that very long waiting list, 120,000 people. As you say, that amounts to saying throw money at the problem. What happens if you spend that money? What do you need to be careful of to make sure that it delivers?
At the moment, if we spend that money, we don't know what will be delivered because there is no detailed or reporting mechanisms to demonstrate to the taxpayer that the money has been well spent.
And one of the other big issues you mentioned, chemical restraint, the minister told us that the government has new regulations to deal with that. Are those regulations any good?
No. I think that promulgating a law that says it's illegal to do something stupid, which we already know not to do, is not helpful. What's required is an approach that addresses why people feel compelled to restrain, how are they assessing residents, what strategies are they putting in place. Those things haven't been addressed. Simply saying that you shouldn't do it and it's a bad thing is not enough. We already know that.
And so that comes back to the staffing question again. This is a constant theme, isn't it, through all of these elements?
Yeah, so the staffing is a major issue because the work in aged care is difficult. It is rewarding. It's not paid well. We need to respect the people that work in aged care for the skills that they have. We need programs at universities and TAFE that promote that type of work. And we've seen that done in other areas. Where are the programs to motivate and inspire people to enter aged care? And where is Where is the salary to match the skills required to do the work? They're some of the fundamental reasons we don't have the workforce.
Professor Joseph Ibrahim, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Professor Joseph Ibrahim is the head of health law and ageing research at Monash University.